we're limited by the number of swabs we can do, and therefore everyone can anticipate that we are, for the number of positive results we have, I think that represents between 10 and 25% of what was truly out in the community. So I think the government would agree on that, is that we're only sampling the population who have COVID. We're not at all testing the 100% of those that actually do have COVID. At the moment, there are some criteria for those who will get tested, which I don't think are the best criteria, but it's in the context of not having enough tests.
We do want to increase testing because we want to find all these cases, but we're expecting that case definition to widen to ensure that there is not necessarily a travel history required or that history of exposure to a confirmed or probable case.
At the moment, the test we're doing is we put a skinny swab down your nostril in the back of your throat, to the back of your throat, and then you twist it, leave it there for about 15 seconds. It's quite an unpleasant, but not, shouldn't be a painful experience. And that's a fairly accurate, but it takes a while to get the result back. We've been exploring and looking at doing a research program with some other researchers out of Otago University and from the Bay of Plenty around blood test things that look like a glucose test machine. So you just prick your finger and you put a drop of blood onto a cassette that looks like a pregnancy test cassette, and you should get an answer within 15 minutes. There are some questions around the accuracy of those tests, which is why we're running a research project on it over the next 3 to 4 months. But the benefit of them is that they're incredibly cheap, $6, between $6 and $13.50 each, compared to the $50 to $100 of processing a swab.